September 5, The Story of Mr. Fury. When Jonathan Goforth led Chang San to Christ, he had no idea what a price this young man would pay for his new faith. The Goforths had given the better part of their lives as missionaries in China through the latter part of the 1800s and the first part of the 1900s, but they needed to see Chinese leaders raised up. Chang San had heard the gospel and clearly understood what accepting it would mean. Jonathan Goforth had seen him in a meeting and felt impressed to seek him out as the service ended. Chang San broke down as he gloriously received Christ. But this was just the beginning. Chang San returned home, but when he told his family about the difference Christ had made to him, his father mercilessly beat him. The young man barely escaped his raging father, who by this time was chasing him with a hatchet. Jonathan Goforth, with a group of Chinese Christians, made their way to Sangchan's village. Initially, they were not shown any usual Chinese courtesy. They began to sing together until a small crowd finally gathered. Chang San's father refused invitations to talk with the missionary band, so Jonathan broke custom by going round to his home uninvited. Again, the father would not even come out. The band of Christians had no choice but to head home. Sang Chan also returned home. His father immediately attacked his son again, but a friend restrained the older man. Finally, there was enough calm for Chang San to decide to stay. That's when God began to work on the father. When Goforth and the Chinese Christians had gone round to Chang San's home, they had shared the gospel with other family members, some of whom had since become Christians. Chang San's father was so amazed at the change in their lives that he too eventually came to Christ. Instead of cursing all the time, he now sang. His nickname had been Mr. Fury. That quickly changed. He now read the Bible every day. God not only turned the father round, but in his son, Chang San, Jonathan found a great leader who would make his own mark on the great land of China. Someone's initial rejection of the gospel needn't be their final one. Be prayerful, be patient, but above all, persevere.